I'm on a beach here on the Greek island of Lesbos, where the sun is setting over rough seas on this windy evening. This is where around 4,000 refugees arrive every single day. We've heard it's 20,000 in the last couple of days alone. This is where we've watched people come ashore in their hundreds all day in those small boats which are crammed full, making that crossing from Turkey, which is just 5 miles over there. I can see it in the distance. That's making it even more dangerous. And we'd heard people screaming and shouting as they were thrown about by the waves, clinging desperately onto the sides of those boats. Back here on the beach, we're surrounded by mountains of orange life jackets. Some of them have pictures of Batman on them, and that gives you an idea of the ages of these people. This is young children, just weeks old, feeling completely and utterly disorientated. One woman was clutching a picture of her husband, who she'd had to leave behind. She was in tears. Volunteers are doing their job as well. They're doing the job of the aid agencies, who we're not seeing a lot of here. People with normal jobs. We had a government script writer, we had a teacher, and also a couple of doctors as well. And they told me that they just had to help.
Many boats have 60, 70 people. Many of them are children. They're wet, they're scared, the sea is really rough. So it's been horrifying helping them.
As soon as you get to those boats, you just scream out, baby, 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 and then the parents will hold up their children to you. And you run to the children.
I meet a lot of teachers, I've met pharmacists, I've met doctors. Yeah, these people are coming from educated families. They could be just like you and I. You know, they're fleeing war, they're fleeing conflict. But they're, you know, excited to integrate and become part of Europe and contribute to the new places that they end up.
They're terrified, they're relieved, they're crying, they're hugging us. They are scared and they don't know what's ahead of them. I don't understand why people don't get it. I think if they had have been here and taken a small baby in their arms like I did yesterday, almost frozen, and risking their lives, families getting separated, this is a tragedy.
Now, as those rubber boats pull up, dozens of refugees are clambering off, saturated in the salty water, and they're crying. Others are cheering and punching the air. They're just finally glad to be here in Europe. One man told me how long it took him to get here.
Around nearly a month, paying around $2,000. I got many friends, and around 21 persons is losing a life in the border Iran, and shooting and dying all of them.
And you've got the baby here, very happy.
Very, very happy. Very happy.
Very, very, very happy.
It's not always a happy ending for these refugees here on Lesbos. Just yesterday we heard that the bodies of two children were washed up here. And just as the sun was rising this morning, the Greek Coast Guard was speeding across the water after reports that an empty dinghy had been spotted. And of course, the search for people who may have drowned started.
I'm from Syria, from Raqqa. Okay, it's very bad. Very bad. Actually, I ran from ISIL. There is war, and you can kill in any moment. I saw them in my eye, with my eyes. If you smoke it, they hit you. If you stole, of course, it's not humanity. They cut your hand.
They were afraid about the boats capsize and losing all the kids. Living in war is so harder.
Now, as we touched down at the tiny, pretty normal tourist airport here yesterday afternoon, we only had to drive a couple of metres around the corner where there were refugee camps next to restaurants. There was people sleeping in blankets on the streets and discarded life jackets dumped by the sunloungers. This is an island facing growing chaos with no end in sight.